Reports like this one from 3 years ago on WVEC-TV in Norfolk have been commonplace for a long time.
New at 6, unemployment concerns throughout Hampton Roads, especially in Williamsburg.
City's unemployment rate for June was more than twice the state average. We sent 13 News reporter Velma Scaife to find out why.
But no one really understood why until now. David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project says a couple of students at William & Mary took an interest in the question.
Exactly. This is a nice little story by Steve Vaughn, a reporter for the Virginia Gazette in Williamsburg. And it answers a question that kind of bedeviled Williamsburg city officials for years, is why they always show up near the top in unemployment around the state among cities.
Well, David, what's the answer?
The state in this small area was including college students among the workforce. And as you know, some college students work part-time, but what college students do mostly is, particularly at William & Mary, is they go to school full-time. So if you pull them out, things look much more in line with the neighboring counties, James City County and York County.
Well, what's the typical rate in the counties, and how does it compare with what's been reported for Williamsburg?
In one of the recent periods, the first quarter, they had unemployment of about 4% each, whereas the state's numbers showed that the city of Williamsburg was nearly three times that amount at 11.1%.
Now, the critical point, of course, is that the unemployment rate is based not on population, but on the size of the labor force. And students aren't part of the labor force.
Exactly right.
Now we head west to the Blue Ridge for what may be an ancient Virginia mystery.
Sure, this is a story from the Winchester Star about a landowner in Clark County. The landowner is of Cherokee descent and was thinking about building a ritual stone medicine wheel on his property.
He went to look for a good location for the medicine wheel, and he found something interesting.
In picking out a spot, he discovered there was already some circular rocks in the area. And he brought in a retired archaeologist who has studied other paleo-Indian sites in Virginia to take a look. And what they found is what appears to be, and this is just preliminary, but it appears to be a paleo-Indian site that dates to about 10,000 BC, which would make it one of the oldest man-made structures in North America and twice as old as Stonehenge in England.
The site has something in common with Stonehenge. The rocks, they tell us, line up with the points of sunrise at the start of spring, summer, winter, and fall.
It does appear that these, according to the archaeologists, that these stones were set up as some sort of ritual to mark the movement of time and the seasons.
A piece of jasper unearthed at the site appears to have been worked into a tool. They sent that to a lab at the University of Washington for a process called luminance dating. And what did they find out about it?
The landowner said that this process dated the jasper to about 10,470 BC.
David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. You can find their daily compilation of newspaper reporting from around the Commonwealth at vpap.org. Click on the VA News link. I'm Fred Eccles.